This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Jose Fernandez, the 24-year-old ace pitcher for the Miami Marlins, was killed this weekend in a tragic boating accident. He played his last game on Tuesday against the Washington Nationals in a stellar performance that only adds to his reputation as one of the best pitchers in baseball. Fernandez was more than a Rookie of the Year and an All-Star. His story of escaping Cuba at 15 with his mother resonated with so many in the Cuban community in Miami, which this week is reeling at the news of his death. Luis Hernandez, morning host at WLRN in Miami, says everyone in Miami's Cuban community has a story about Jose Fernandez.
Talking to a lot of Cuban Americans here in Miami, I just wanted to get a sense of what was at the core of their emotions. And the word that I kept hearing was family. He wasn't just a hero. He was more than a baseball star. He was family. And really because they connected to him, because he represented their story. I mean, he's that story of the Cuban who tried to defect many times, failed, was in a Cuban prison, eventually made it. And he's the rags to riches story. I mean, he's the quintessential rags to riches story. And so they look at him as he was one of us. That's what they felt. They've always felt that. And for him to die, especially at such a young age and the way he did, and that's not lost on people. You know, he made it to this country on a boat, and then he died on a boat. And it stung in so many ways.
As far as baseball talent is concerned, give me a sense, remind us of just how top of the line Jose Fernandez was.
The fact that he came out, I mean, he went from, you know, he had 1 year in the minors, let's put it that way. And anybody that knows baseball understands how fast a meteoric rise he had. If you don't know baseball, usually you start in single A, you work your way up to double A, then triple A, then maybe you get a shot at the big leagues. This kid went from, you know, the bottom of the minors straight to the majors in almost a year. And that's rare. He was the Rookie of the Year, and then last year had a phenomenal season. Everybody just talked about this is the next great one. You know, he had a variety of pitches, but his fastball was ridiculous, really. And he just had a confidence, a bravado. He wasn't cocky because he never disrespected his opponents, but he just had this confidence on the mound. And whenever he pitched, because it's the Marlins and anybody from down here knows it's not, we don't have a winning team, but when he pitched, there was always hope. Oh, we're going to win. It's Jose. He's on the mound.
Luis Hernandez, it's the end of the season. And for an accident like this to happen, just as you get into the playoffs in the World Series, really casts a shadow on all of baseball, don't you think?
It does. It was hard to watch, really, sports last night. You see players from all around the league, especially other Cuban players, and the emotion was just really high. Yesterday, I think the hardest thing to watch was, obviously, they canceled the game against Atlanta, and they set up this makeshift memorial on the mound. They basically just put his number 16 on there. And Marlins players came out one at a time or a couple at a time and grieved. And I think the one that really hit me the hardest was D. Gordon was out there, and he was standing at first, then he fell to his knees, and just it was hard. It was really hard. And look, the season's almost over, and the Marlins mathematically may still have a chance to get in the playoffs, but there's just a feeling of, we just want the season to end and then just have the chance to really mourn and deal with this. And like anything else, when we lose someone we love, eventually find a way to move on.
Luis Hernandez is a morning host for WLRN in Miami. Thank you so much, Luis.
Thank you, John.